You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Let's do funniest thing from the sports weekend, please.
Hey, people. Tell us what in the sport made you laugh hardest this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend. Ha, ha, ha.
Funniest thing from the sports weekend is presented by our friends at CBD MD.
Tony, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Dan, during the MMA hangout, which we do over every big card, Chris Cody and I were watching the aforementioned that we've talked about, Sean O'Malley versus Pedro Munhoz fight, in which it got called in a no contest because of an eye poke that was inadvertent. And we went to commercial. When they came back, they said the official review or official judgment is nope. And nope is the movie that's coming out by Jordan Peele. So it just said nope on the screen. I was like, huh, I guess they got some new stuff. But it was just a movie.
Yeah. Did I win my bet? Nope.
You did win your bet, though. He was 2-0 in a three-team parlay.
No,
with a
you didn't win
poke.
The O'Malley because I was just removed from it. So a three-teamer becomes a two-teamer, and I was on O'Malley on his own, and you don't get any credit for that.
Two giant favorites. Speaking of which, Djokovic is storming back. And what are we doing for Hank Goldberg? I need to know before we get out of here today.
Haven't you done enough?
I think I need to make a giant donation, a bet of some sort, something that legitimately honors him. I think that we need to make this the Hank Goldberg Memorial Studio, something. We need to do something so that people don't think that my disrespect is real.
I was on TVG.com for about a half hour during the show today, in which I have no recollection of what was discussed, because I was looking for any horse that had any kind of tangential link to Hank Goldberg, and I found at the Harrington Raceway today, a 4:30 p.m., the first race of the day, features a horse called Illini Hank. Now, that might seem like a spurious link, but it's a link nonetheless, so
all right, we'll $1,000. $1,000. Wow, $1,000. Nice. What kind of odds are there on that? Well, and I want that money to go to Hank Goldberg or his favorite foundation or whatever it is that we want to do to honor Hank Goldberg if we win that bet.
It's not going to go to Hank, I mean.
Well, or Hank's family.
So
you care about them now?
Weird.
Illini Hank is right now listed to go off at 8-1 at 4:30 p.m. So 8-1. So we put $1,000 in, win $8,000 on Illini Hank.
Hmm. Money well spent.
Amin, what is the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Brian Windhorst pulling the basketball Illuminati playbook and running it on national TV and everyone being mind blown by this. Wow, what if there's a show that just did everything like this? I hate you all.
You hate Billy Gill then, because this was Billy
Gill. But what if there was a show like that? Wouldn't it be great? You just ask the questions.
Can you prepare one for us later this week? Is there something?
A rambling
mystery that doesn't have an actual answer at the end of it, where you get to be the big winner from the weekend. He won the internet this weekend.
You know, it was about his performance too. He played it so well because he had me believing that there was something going on, and then there was. What if there wasn't something going on?
Wow.
And then it just materialized.
Wow. Hmm.
Basketball Illuminati, basketball Illuminati, basketball Illuminati. Say it three times, keep your third eye open.
Roy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Skip Bayless tweeting out, we're about to react to a picture of Dak's six-pack abs. Coming up next on Undisputed.
Pack. Oh, he's got a six-pack. Nice. I think that's news. I think the shape of athletes, a six-pack, that is news.
Congratulations.
June, as Stugatz likes to call July.
That's when I wrote it.
Billy, what is the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
So, Dan, over the weekend, the U.S. Open Twitter account decided to go after a Seahawks fan who said tennis isn't a sport by responding, says the guy who's about to watch Drew Locke for 17 games.
Drew Locke caught a real stray there.
Well, then Drew Locke came back the next day, and Drew Locke responded by saying, happy fourth to all, but especially to the intern at U.S. Open. Because he's saying like an intern was running. You get it?
Well, Drew Locke, I imagine, didn't feel very good. Like, what did I do to the U.S. Open? Like, why am I beefing with the U.S. Open?
He'll be fine.
I mean, yeah, so, there's no disputing he'll be fine. I'm not saying he's going to be crushed by that. But Geno Smith is behind him still. That's the Seahawks quarterback situation?
Yeah.
For now.
The Geno Smith?
The Geno Smith, yeah.
Man, he had like two throws last year. I mean, where you're like, you know what? Seahawks are in good hands here. Don't worry about Russ.
Whittingham, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
there was an incident-packed British Grand Prix this weekend, and Tom Cruise was in the Mercedes garage, including after the first turn when Zhou Guanyu of Alfa Romeo, when crashing over a barrier and landed against a fence and very nearly died. It's a very dramatic scene. We're in a red flag. They won't tell us what's happening, and they keep cutting to Tom Cruise just looking concerned. He completely won the British Grand Prix. He must have been shown on the F1 broadcast 15 times.
Does he look like Norm MacDonald, or does he look like a man who's got a billion-dollar movie?
Billion-dollar movie. His hair looks unbelievable.
That's how he celebrated his 60th birthday. Happy 60th birthday to Tom Cruise. How'd you celebrate, Dan? I did by watching Days of Thunder. John C. Reilly is young in that movie.
Yeah, he is.
That's a good movie. Funniest thing of the sports
weekend. John C. Reilly, incidentally, he gave some interviews recently in keeping with your theory that they are now, and have been for a while, these actors who are doing these publicity tours and are bored with it. He thanked Adam McKay for saving his dead career with Winning Time. But these guys are now just making things up in these interviews in order to amuse themselves because they're so bored by them.
Funniest thing of the sports weekend for me had nothing to do with sports. I don't know if you guys saw this video of a really drunk guy at a wedding that almost burned down a barn.
Yes. That was good. That he would not stop dancing. He was unrelenting in his dancing.
Dude comes out with a sparkler, sets an old dry plant of a flame. By the way, hero of this video is the lady that darts behind him and gets a very flammable piece of veil away from it that would have brought the entire barn down. But dude recognizes his mistake after a little beep, goes to the plant that is very much on fire.
Dances over
while
to the
dancing,
plant.
Knocks it over with his arm, stomps it out, and in one motion, another half second beat, goes back and dances.
Never stop dancing.
Never,
I don't feel like.
Dude, never. He's like, so what? I almost killed the party and everybody else. The party doesn't stop here. We party. Got chastised for it, rightfully so. But what a vibe. I long for that energy.
Cody.
Stugatz, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Dan texting me that Hank died hating me.
He did.
I know.
With his last breath.
I don't know why I found it so funny.
Did you make up that he whispered something in your ear at the Edwin Pope thing? Because you told that story, the first time he said one thing, the second time it was more of like a paragraph. I think the first time you're like, he just said, I'm proud of you. And then the second time it was like a whole three sentences.
It's as if Hank knew this was the last time we were going to talk.
Oh my God.
No, Billy, this was years ago. We hadn't, we didn't have a great relationship.
He hated you with his last breath.
Funny. Well, why?
We didn't have a great relationship. What's the story you're trying to sell us here? That
we
he
went
can't
to
rebut,
M- you did
he
a
can't ver- rebut from the beyond. The lie he can't but rebut from the beyond is what? That he whispered he was proud of you.
The last time I saw Hank, the last conversation I had with Hank, we were at Edwin Pope's thing that you guys did for him, you and Greg Cody at Marlins Park. Very nice. And Hank pulled me down very close. He was sitting in a chair.
Billy doesn't believe this.
And he whispered so no one could hear.
As if he knew it was the last time.
It felt like he knew. Ago. Well, we hadn't spoken for 4 years before that. And whatever. We digress. Okay. He whispered in my ear because he saw the turnout and all of it. He said, Stugatz, I am very proud of you. You've done good.
Mike.
I thanked him. I mean,
do me the favor. Can you just get me the sound real quick of Stugatz saying that Bryce Harper is bad at baseball?
No, he's not good.
That Bryce Harper is bad at baseball.
He's hurt again.
Just get me that clip. I just want you to know, though, that I saw the stat.
Joker win!
Nice. That he's gambling again!
In the last 162 games that he has played, he's got the third highest batting average in the sport, the second highest on base.
And it's over seven seasons.
And the highest slugging percentage. Here is Stugatz speaking of Bryce Harper.
Hey, listen, I was looking up Ron Harper's career stats because that's what I do. Occasionally, I like to check out Ron's stats. Reminded me of this Bryce Harper story. I don't know if you saw it, but he was on the DL, Bryce Harper, and first game back. After the game, he's complaining about the lineup. He doesn't think Matt Williams, his manager, the dopey manager who made Bryce Harper hustle more, and that's the reason he got hurt in the first place. But forget about that. We digress. I mean, this Bryce Harper, he comes back from a long stint on the DL. His first game back, he's complaining about the lineup that Matt Williams trot out there. Who is Bryce Harper? Baseball, big savior for baseball, really? Never had more than 59 RBIs in a single season. Hasn't played a full season yet. This year, he's played 24 games. He has a single home run with 10 RBIs, and he's complaining about the lineup. How about you stop worrying about the lineup and worrying about hitting a baseball? Go hit a home run. Go have more than 50 RBIs in a season. When you do that, you can start complaining about the lineup. Bryce Harper. Harper. Bryce Harper. Hey, I'm going to say baseball. I'm Bryce Harper. Please. You're a joke. You're an average ball player at best.
I was right.
You said he was a bad baseball player.
Yeah.
You said he was bad
reigning
baseball.
MVP.
And, right?